The title of the new album is Junction 55. What's the idea of this title?
It's 55 years since I turned professional as a musician. So I was thinking about that. So I called it, like a junction. Every time you do something new, it's like another junction you go into, you know, in your career. So I called it Junction 55, meaning that 55 years since I started.
I've seen your video of Tell Her She Can. You play
Yeah.
the song with your band, and it looked like as if you have a lot of fun.
Yeah, the video wasn't with my band. That was just with a bunch of guys that I put together who were kind of... Tell Her She Can has got that kind of folky, kind of Irish folk sound. So I got a lot of players who did that stuff. My band wasn't there at the time, so I couldn't use them. So I used these guys. And it was good fun. Yeah, you're right. We had a lot of fun doing it. And I actually hadn't met those guys before. That was the first time I'd met them. So it was kind of for them, it was like, you know, a completely new experience to be working with me and for me with them too. But they were a nice bunch of people. And so I just wanted to look on the video to look like it was one of those kind of events where you get like a lot of folk players together, sort of jamming, you know.
If you compare the 70s, being on stage, writing songs, singing in TV shows, and the life of a musician nowadays, what is better?
Oh, that's a difficult question because, you know, the 70s for me was, I was a very young man. I was only in my 20s. I was 24 when we had our first hit. And it was very exciting. We'd already been playing as a group, doing clubs and pubs and every kind of type of venue you can think of, really, for about 7 years before we had our first hit. We'd had already some records out under the name we had before, Kindness. And we'd had three or four singles out, which never became hits. And then we started to have the hits, signed to Rack Records, which is Mickey Mo's label. And we just had a great time. So it was all new. It was a big adventure. It was great fun. We were young. So that had its, you know, great positives. But I kind of like it now as well because I'm sort of more experienced. I've been doing it for a long time. So I kind of should know what I'm doing by now, I hope. And I've got a band now, which have been with me for a long time. So we have a lot of fun when we go on tour and when we play live. It's always great. And it's always a great feeling anyway, to play to a live audience because you get an instant reaction from them, which is great.
After a 55-year career, do you have a favorite song of all songs you've sung ever in this long period?
Well, it's kind of difficult to pick one song out. I think my favorite Smokey song would probably be an album track. But as a single, I think If You Think You Know I Love Me is still my favorite because it gives me the best feeling because it always reminds me of the beginning of it all when we first started to have success. So I like to hear that still. But of course, I like the new stuff I'm doing best of all because it's fresh for me. So off the Junction 55 album, the songs on there, I feel are some of the best songs I've had on an album ever. That's kind of my favorite album because I've just done it. And also, I think it's got some really good songs on it.